Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
We finish our MLB division by division preview as we order up.
Order up.
The American League East. Now, we had two teams tied at the top with 94 wins last year. One got to the World Series. One got to a game of winning the World Series, narrowly losing to the Dodgers in seven. And the other one decided to run it back with the same roster.
The other one lost to the Dodgers the year before.
Well, you know. So, will either of these teams repeat? Or will we have a new team from the American League East crop up to lose to the Dodgers? Can anybody challenge? Can anybody do that? Well, let's break it down. From 5-2-1, who you got in the American League East, Dean?
I think 1-4 will be very, very competitive. In doing this, I did it up a bunch of times. I honestly said for three or four different ways, but ultimately this is what I fell on. I have the Rays at 5. I just don't think Junior Caminero is enough. I've got the O's at 4. Yeah, they added Pete Alonso, but where's the pitching? Trevor Rogers, Kyle Bradish, Shane Baz, Chris Bassett, Zach Eflin. No. Number 3, I got the run it backs, the Yankees. I just don't believe in this team was good enough last year. They're definitely not good enough to run it back. I mean, Cole coming back in the summer. And Freed, this is going to be the American League's second time seeing him. Yeah. I have Boston in second. And largely because of MVP Roman Anthony, Ranger Suarez, Garrett Crochet. I just think that 1-2 punch is going to be like what the Phillies 1-2 punch was. And I think they're going to compete. I think Wilder Abreu takes a step up this year. I think Trevor Story plays well. I think they're a good team. I think they're going to be. I think Durbin's going to be really good for them. I think they're going to be good, not great, but good. And number one, it's Toronto. They made all the right moves this offseason. They've got Cease, Gausman, Bieber, Yusavage, Scherzer, Berrios. Those are pitchers. Those are all competent pitchers. I think Vlad G is going to be a monster this year. They've had a taste of what it's like to be in the World Series. And I think they're going to be able to compete at a high level and try to get back there.
Hypernatural, the best men's polo shirts of 2024 as voted by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, and button-ups that deliver an unmatched comfort and style featuring Hypercool J technology for natural cooling. Enjoy an exclusive discount with my promo code DANDZ, and that can be used at hypernaturalstyle.com.
Son of a bitch, you got the exact same fucking order. The exact same order, ladies and gentlemen. But
Not scripted.
Not scripted whatsoever. But, you know, just for the sake of argument, let's go through, even though we have the exact same order. The Rays have a lot of question marks. You know, is Shane McClanahan going to stay healthy? If he stays healthy, he's a top of the rotation arm. No, he only played a few, if that at all. You have Garrett Clevenger, which is great. He's a very good reliever, but there's not a lot here. Yeah, Griffin Jacks, they acquired from the Twins. Why, I don't know. The one thing that gives me pause about the Rays is that, like, they do more with less than any team in Major League Baseball. Right? They're all in on this kid, Johnny DeLuca, for example. Maybe he's something. Maybe we just haven't seen it. They're banking on some reclamation projects, right? They're banking on a guy like Cedric Mullins coming in and kind of reinvigorating himself. Gavin Lux coming over from Cincinnati and reinvigorating himself. They're banking on Yandy Diaz and Caminero and Aranda. Could they? Sure. Like, this team plays well, and I don't take them lightly. I just think the cupboard is a little bare. I agree with you as far as the Orioles go. The Orioles, the pitching is suspect, but it's better than the Rays. You know, if Shane Baz can, you know, get over his injury history, and if he can be the guy that the Rays thought he was going to be, then that's a hell of a steal right there. You have Rodgers, who's a pretty decent pitcher. You have, you know, a guy like Bassett, eats innings, is a strong middle-of-the-rotation arm. Eflin, strong middle-of-the-rotation arm. That's the problem. You got a bunch of strong middle-of-the-rotation arms. Where's your ace? Right? This team peaked when they traded for Corbin Burns, and then he didn't come back. That was their shot. They took their shot. You know, I will give them all the credit in the world. They took the shot. It didn't work, because now Corbin Burns is a Diamondback. But hey, credit to you. You're taking your shot again with Pete. I think Pete's going to have a good year. I think he is. I think Gunnar Henderson's going to have a good year. I think that, you know, you have Cowser, you traded for Taylor Ward, you have Mountcastle. The offense is there. You have a little more pitching than the Rays, but not enough to deal with the top of the division. The Yankees, you remade your bullpen, right? Now you have Bednar instead of Williams. That's already an upgrade. Good job. Duvall over Weaver. A full season of Duvall over Weaver. I think that's a wash. Maybe a little less. Weaver was a good Yankee. Weaver was good for them. And then you have like the Jake Burns of the world, Paul Blackburns of the world. Fernando Cruz, is he going to be the guy who he was last year? He has an electric arm. We'll see. Tim Hill is still there. He's a good lefty. He's a good loogie. Yarbrough's there to eat innings. The rotation is suspect. Is Freed going to give you another 19-win year? No. Is he going to get close? I don't think so. Rodon is already kind of banged up. What's he going to give you? Luis Gil, a full year removed. He's back and he's integrated into the rotation. He'll be better. But how much better? You're getting a full season of Cam Schlittler. What's he going to be? I'm not confident. Like, he looked great down the stretch. He looked great. But now it's a full season, right? Now you got tape. Can he keep going? And the biggest question mark on the wall, what's Gerrit Cole going to be when he comes back? I see 4.5 ERA. I see struggles. And then eventually he'll settle in. But by the time he does, it's already a problem. And then running out the exact same friggin' lineup as last year. Yeah, I get you have a whole year of Jose Caballero. He's replacing Anthony Volpe. I get it. I understand. Like, you now have third base settled. You're not having Jazz over there. Jazz is your regular second baseman. You're going to, I guess you're going to platoon between Rice and Goldschmidt. If not, just having Goldschmidt off the bench and Rice is your everyday first baseman. Okay, a lot of guys played above their head last year. You have to expect some regression for a 94-win team. And then Dominguez is going to be in AAA. You have Bellinger. You brought him back. You got Judge. And you have Trent Grisham. You're really banking on Trent Grisham? This guy was so quick to snap up that qualifying offer. Listen, Trent, I'll take it. Fuck. Damn it. He said yes. And then Stanton has double tennis elbow. He still can't open a bag of chips. How's he supposed to swing a bat? I understand that playoff GC is a different animal, but my man can't bend his arms. That's a problem. That's a major friggin' problem. I just don't see it. I get what Michael Kay is saying, but everything had to break right for you to get to 94. And let's be real here. Toronto came and took that division from you. You had it, and Toronto took it from you. They tied. They came back and tied with you. I think the Red Sox got better. You added Sonny Gray, Oviedo, Suarez to a rotation that already had Crochet and Bayo. I'm not a fan of Chapman, but he's been pitching well. I just can't see it with him. Whitlock is still there. He's pretty good. And then the offense is still great. It's still really good. Narvaez, you added Durbin. You added Wilson Contreras. Right? We haven't talked about that one. Like, adding Wilson Contreras is kind of big. And if he doesn't work out at first base, you stick his ass behind the plate. All of a sudden, you have a Gold Glove catcher. Shit. Pretty damn good. Marcelo Mayer's probably, you know, going to get an extended look. IKF is coming off the bench, so you weaken the Blue Jays and also better yourself. What do you expect from Trevor Story? I don't know. I honestly don't know from this guy. He had a good year last year, a decent year last year. Your guess is as good as mine. And that outfield plays, man. You have Rafaela, you have Yoshida. Yoshida's going to be expendable. People might come calling for Yoshida. Duran, Roman Anthony, Willier Abreu, that's a good young outfield that will be very good for a very long time. And what can you say about the pennant winners, right? They added Cody Ponce. They added Dylan Cease. They added Okamoto. They're going for the kill. They thought they had the Dodgers last year. In reality, they should have won. Let's be real here. The Toronto Blue Jays should have won the World Series last year, but they did not. And now they're going for the kill. It would not surprise me at all if the Toronto Blue Jays make it back and we have a rematch next year at the end of this season. Those are our picks. Apparently the exact same ones. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDN. Let us know who you got in the American League East. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.